Casey, cut him.
I got that son of a...
Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard and Lyle Sedlock. Brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Another episode of Big Ugly Outdoors is about to, is beginning. Casey Studdard, Lyle Sinline, D-Ball's in the booth. Yeah.
It happens you throw a chewing right as you're talking.
But you know what's crazy about? Yeah, that is true. trying to adjust in the mouth. And I put a big old four-finger Earl Campbell dip in, too.
Earl used to throw some haunchers in.
Yeah. Earl never had a bum. Like, he never was in the weight room and was like, hey, Studders, like, and grabbed a can from you.
Or no,
like, you never been around him when he's like bummed a chew off you, or you've seen him take a chew?
No, he takes some honkers.
Dude, he's a four-finger dipper. Like, you know, me and you, we pinch two hands. Like, he's four fingers. Like, so the first time.
Don't say we're a two-hand pincher.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
That just reminds me of that show, The Ranch. Oh, when you watch Ashton Kutcher or whatever.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Take a dip and. It is actually, I did watch some more. As much crap I talk about, yeah. I still watch it. That's funny.
No, but Earl, I remember in college where, Stud, you got a dip? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, in college, like.
There goes $3.
I know. In college, you're like, you really saved your can. You re-dipped a lot, you know. It's like, I don't have time to get here. I'm going to put this dip back in the can. It is what it is. But. He came over. I had a full can. He left me like a dip and a half. Like two dips. And I was like, God dang, Earl. But now, you know, his fingers are so, can't really pinch with his fingers anymore. So I was talking to him. And you know what he does now?
Just pours
it in his mouth. And I was like, that's just everywhere. I don't know if I could do that.
That's commitment.
That is not being a quitter. I mean, no, it's... But yeah, anyways, what's going on? Good morning, everybody. Austin, Texas, sun is coming up. Lyle and I are here.
D-Balls is here.
D-Balls is here.
No jacket today.
No jacket, and he has shorts on.
I know, it's so crazy. That's how lazy I was this morning.
His shorts on, I can't see his opaque legs. It's...
No, like, I was coming up the thing, and like, I was like, what's blind? Oh, I was like, he has shorts on today. I was like, dang, what's that reflection? No, but yeah, this is the first time ever. Like, that's crazy.
Do we know any redhead actors? Male actors?
There's like actors or like entertainment.
Like popular, but like outside of Carrot Top.
Well, there's the one that has the show.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
He's a ginger.
He's popular. He's a ginger.
Maybe D-Balls knows. Don't look it up. You should know your fellow gingering.
You don't know your fellow gingering?
Got to know my brethren.
How do you not know your gingering?
Reba McEntire?
Celebrity.
She's a redhead.
No, girls don't count.
Okay, yeah.
See, actors with red hair. Ron Howard?
No, girls don't count. Oh, wait. I didn't mean that. Like, I don't know why I said that.
Lyle secretly doesn't like Ron Howard.
I don't know half of these people.
Yeah, I don't know outside of. I don't think I know.
I mean, the dude from Harry Potter came up.
I don't even.
What's his name? Weasley?
Rupert Grint, but his name in the show is Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Rupert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good name. That's a great name.
Chuck Norris. There we
go.
Chuck Norris is not a redhead.
I mean, he came up. He is.
Is he?
He's definitely a redhead.
I thought he was like a light redhead blondage, like a dirty red.
I've never even heard that. A dirty redhead, like light blondage.
I don't know if he's like considered a ginger, but he's got red hair.
Wait, hold on. What's the difference between a ginger and a red hair?
I mean, there's...
Don't Google what
a night walker
is. You're supposed to know your kind.
Man, move on.
I think a ginger is considered like...
Orange.
Yes, orange.
There's a difference between orange
like
and
Mark
red.
Like Mark Lear, his kids, or no, him and his kids, they're gingers. Well, Mark, I don't know. Would you
Mark's not a ginger. To me, a ginger is like orange.
Orange hair.
Why is it
white.
Ginger? Is ginger orange? I don't feel like I've ever seen
ginger ale.
I think a ginger is one that's more susceptible to burn
like
in direct
pale.
Sunlight.
Pale.
Yeah,
pale.
Very pale.
Very
because
pale.
A daywalker, I don't remember this because I haven't watched South Park in a very long time.
Daywalker. Or Nightwalker. Oh, it's so funny. Funny to me.
What were you saying?
It says a daywalker is a ginger that doesn't burn in direct sunlight. So I assume that a ginger burns in direct sunlight.
That's funny. Aha.
Got yourself.
I caught myself. Hey, so I was...
I had to go there just because I don't know why. I saw a redhead riding a bicycle.
All the way covered up, even the ankles?
No, it's all I saw. And I was like, huh. You know, redheads are interesting to me.
Yeah. Was it a freckly redhead?
Yeah, it was like
our most That's funny to me.
I'm tired.
I'm right there with you, man. I woke up this morning. I was driving here like, I'm gonna need a large coffee today. But Austin, let's see what we got going on the weather side of things. Hot. It's hot.
It is hot.
It's hot. You guys want to come out to Whitfield's and enjoy the desert, just come on by.
Yeah, cold beer, though.
I do have cold beer. Come to the desert and have a beer with me today.
So anyway, today's supposed to be 97, partly cloudy, and hot.
And hot, yeah.
I think next week we start like a stretch of 100-plus days. Not looking forward to that.
No. So I was doing some research on like people that own restaurants and stuff like that, and kind of, you know, talking to my partners with everything with Whitfield's, and you know, because Josh and they've been in the restaurant business, and Josh was saying, he goes, you know, a lot of the big companies or big restaurants and stuff, he says, you know, when it comes to, because summer days for restaurant business is usually slower. Because kids are on vacation, school's out, all that kind of stuff. So the restaurant.
Yeah, I'd imagine depending on where your restaurant is.
Yeah, so it's usually slower. They call it the summertime blues or whatever in the restaurant business. And I was talking, I was like, well, yeah, I can see where it's slow and it's not really consistent and everything like that. It's just, and he goes, what's crazy is a lot of these companies, they base all their vacation time, like, we'll be closed for 2 weeks in the summer. And it's usually during this time when it's real hot and slow and everyone get out of there. And I was like, okay. So I think next year around these hot, slow times is going to be like our vacation time.
What would you do with 2 weeks vacation?
Probably <not. laughs> probably sit down and do nothing. No, actually, I would go fishing and sit on the beach and go fishing every day.
Speaking of, you know, last week I was in Surfside.
Yeah.
That
you went to Surfside?
Yeah.
I used to go there when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Back when I actually used to go outside.
I mean, did you... Yeah. It wasn't too... I feel like it's not really sunny there. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I probably haven't been since I was like 13 or so, but yeah. My family used to go there every year.
It was just cloudy the whole time?
Yeah, but it was nice. I mean, it was great.
I prefer clouds.
Yeah. But well, the last day, I ended up staying another day after I talked to you.
You did.
Because I got drunk at a kid's birthday party.
The only way to do it.
You know, I didn't know anybody.
The
so
kids are safe. Okay, I'm going to sit over in the corner and drink myself.
The only way, yeah. Thanks, D-Balls. The only way to get through a party where you don't know anybody is to drink by yourself.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You kind of just sit there and... Y'all have another one.
So we stayed another day, and that last day, I sat up on the deck and watched some guys fish.
Did they?
Yeah, I watched them catch like four or five sharks right in a row.
Little 4-footers, 3-footers.
Two foot.
Fun.
And then, so they were catching sharks, and then it got to about 10 o'clock, and, you know, the kids start going out there and getting in the water. And then they catch a pretty good size, like a 3 or 4 footer.
Mm.
And these guys go and tell all the kids to get out of the water because there's sharks there. I mean, would you...
Yeah, you don't really say that.
Well, I was just thinking, yeah, you're catching shark because you're fishing. Fishing
with bloody bait.
Like, the kids aren't going to be... Unless the kids' toes are shrimps, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you were fishing and you caught 5 sharks and there's kids 30 yards away from you, would you tell them to get out?
Ah.
Or would you leave it up to the parents?
I mean, yeah, I'd probably leave it. But 30,
I mean, obviously, it's everything's up to the parents.
Like 30 yards, like, were they on the beach catching sharks or are they, like, on jetties?
No, they're like on the second sandbar.
Oh, they're out there though.
No, it's not far.
Okay.
The second sandbar, I don't know, might be 30 yards
from the beach. Okay.
From, yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, if they're catching them way out there, no. I mean, they're...
I don't know. Since I started salt water fishing, like the sharks is not that much.
Yeah,
it's not that big
they're
of
there.
A deal to me.
They're there.
They're like they're there.
They're there. You know, it's not like it's just.
They were Aggies, so I wasn't surprised.
Yeah. But they are, I mean, at least they're giving people a heads up, so that's cool. Hey, we're catching a bunch of sharks here. I just want to let y'all know. But, I mean, I wouldn't be, get out of the water! You know, I don't know.
It was annoying because it was like, it was a big, not a big one, I mean, maybe 3 foot. And the guy just kept, for like, he was fighting it for like 20 minutes. Like, it shouldn't have took that long.
It was a little baby.
It was a baby shark. And he's walking up and down the beach.
Typical Aggie.
Like,
I got an 8-footer.
I thought I was going to see like a 10-foot hammerhead
yes,
or something.
Yeah.
And he keeps walking back and forth like he's fighting this monster. And then it catches this last wave and then lays there on the sand. And I just started laughing, and I went and got right back in the water. I took my kids with me too, with the boogie boards and
all that.
Like,
yeah.
this guy's
catching some dings. These are called scavenger sharks.
It was funny because there was a big crowd, and everybody was expecting.
I was expecting a huge toad.
It was a huge ordeal.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Besides that.
Man, I want to go catch it. I got to catch me a wall hanger. Another one.
I know, wall hanger what?
Shark. I know you can't do it anymore. I guess. I don't know. I don't remember. We had this big conversation earlier in the year about, I know you can't. Hammerheads, I guess you can't mount anymore or something like that. I don't know. There's something protected or whatever, but I don't know. I want to catch me another big shark and put it on the wall.
Well, I think what we talked about last time was because Von Miller got in trouble, and
that's right.
I think when you hire a guide, I feel like responsibility lies on the guide.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
No, I agree.
Robert Redford is a redhead.
Uh-huh.
He's like really old though.
Yeah, I looked over like all of the recent stuff that he's done, and I'm like, I haven't heard of this, haven't heard of that, haven't heard of this, haven't heard of that, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know why it came up. Because in the same day, I saw that the redhead on a bike, and then I was watching TV, and there was a show. It was like something about desert flipping homes or something, and there was a redhead on there, and the... And I didn't like watch the whole show, but like the whole time I was like, man, this guy just has red hair. Yeah. I couldn't focus.
Like, how are you a redhead living in the desert? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What are the odds? What are the odds of redheads living in the desert? Could you live in the desert?
No, not at all. Not even close.
What about like a mountain town? You're even closer to the sun. It's, you know, you burn easier.
I mean,
you're looking for Cali weather all the time.
No, I mean, I know you lived in Colorado, so, I mean, I've been there before and it wasn't too bad, so.
Yeah, no, Colorado doesn't get too bad. It's just when you're closer to the sun,
Yeah.
It fries you a little quicker.
I think I could handle Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's not bad. It's beautiful up there. I love Colorado, but I'm in Texas. Colorado is the best in the summer. It's fun in the winter for like a couple weeks if you're in the mountains. But
it's like everywhere but California.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Everywhere's got like 6 good months, a couple okay months, and then 4 really crappy months.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's Cali where it's doesn't get below 75. Like you go to California and it's 70 degrees. They're in jackets and sweatshirts.
Oh, I used to get so mad. Like, we would, I don't know why it always happened, but we would usually play like San Francisco, probably one of the first weeks.
San Francisco gets cold.
Yeah.
Like, it gets cold, like ridiculous. One time we were out there,
week one of the season. It was week one of the season. It was like 40 something degrees. And we were practicing in Arizona where it was 115. And we all needed the warmers because it was
chilly.
But it was only like 50 degrees. It felt really cold to us.
But for some reason, San Fran does have that weird cold.
Well, in the old Candlestick Park, like, it was cold. It was right on the water.
And it just got breeze coming off the water and everything like that. I remember you speak it.
I hated playing on that field.
We were only there once for preseason.
Baseball was still?
Yeah. And it was like I played a quarter, I think.
Yeah.
So I never was there live action.
That in Oakland. Man, I hated when we played on the
Oakland
baseball field.
Oakland is the worst when, oh man.
I just didn't like the baseball fields.
Dude, no, it was horrible. God, it was the worst.
It hurts, like being on the bottom of a pile.
It's the worst, like when you're on that tweener grass and then you get into the sand and you're going and then you're like, oh, it's the worst. Man, Oakland,
I'm thinking I'll always be a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
But I think I could be a Raiders fan.
In Vegas or Oakland?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Man.
Never in Oakland. No.
No. Vegas. You think it's going to be good? I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights, they did their thing. But what's crazy, there are a lot of people now that live in Vegas.
They live like on the outskirts.
Yeah. But
why do you say now? Like, what do you mean?
Well, it used to be like a destination spot, you know what I mean? But now, like, there's legitimately a lot of people.
What is it?
Legitimately. He snorted, folks. He has one eye. Oh, man. Yeah, so, but I mean, there's a lot more people living there now. I don't know. I couldn't live in. The only reason why I couldn't live. Another thing about living in Arizona, I couldn't live in Arizona because, yeah, it's hot, but I hate when there's a breeze and the breeze is even hotter. You know what I mean? Like, that's the worst. Like, Arizona and Nevada, if it's, you know, say blowing 10, 15 miles per hour, it's like the hottest wind in the world. It's like, God, this wind sucks. It's not even cooling me off.
You get used to it. The humidity gets me here.
Yeah, humidity, humidity gives me that, if I'm too hot, gives me that, like, lightheadedness, you know? But, like, dry heat doesn't give me that.
Yeah, you're right. Like when you're talking about practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
You practice and out you here, that, I'd feel like.
You get that eye.
I'm about to drop out.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Go down!
In Arizona, I would just be like, man, it's hot.
Man, it's hot.
My skin's hot.
Yeah, skin. But that's what your shoes get hot a lot?
Yeah. Well,
in practice?
That and you always kept my helmet on. Like, just because I didn't want, the sun was so hot. It was so hot. You know, it's like a roof to take the heat off your head.
It was that hot.
Yeah. I learned that from Deuce Latouille.
God, you got to love a fat guy.
I was like, he is a true fat guy.
See, that's the fat guy thing. I think that should be when we get into the segment, we'll get into fat guy staying cool. That's a fat guy problem.
That's our big ugly struggle.
Yeah, that's our big ugly struggle day. We'll get into that whenever we get into it, because I got some good ones, like cow herding type stuff. Like
Deuce Latouille's face was coming out of his helmet when he had it strapped in. Maybe that's the other reason.
I can't get this thing off. I got the biggest helmet available. They had to especially make my helmet. No, I remember him with his helmet on. I was like, it was squished in there.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't hurt your face. Do you have a headache right now? Deuce. He always like, what's up, Chief?
What's up, Chief?
I appreciate you introducing me to him because he was a good dude. And then I got to hang out with him in Tennessee for camp and all that for a little while. He was a big human being.
He's big.
He had heavy hands, too.
Yeah, and he's like 400 pounds now, I bet.
You think he's that big right now?
Dude.
God, he ate so much.
I remember, dude,
he ate so much the time we're in Vegas. I was like, is that guy still eating?
This is how much he likes food, right? I think he became a free agent. Did I tell you this story? Where he signed with Chicago. I think he signed like a 2-year, $8 or $10 million yeah. deal. And they nixed it because he showed up like 410 pounds. I said, oh, you're a little bigger than when we signed you.
Yeah. They cut.
So, like, it didn't pass his physical.
Oh, then there you go. That sucks.
Yeah.
But where's he? Have you talked to him lately? Is he living in Arizona or is he back out in
Hawaii? He's in Arizona. Got, like, on his umpteenth kid.
Yeah. How many kids does he have now?
I don't know. I stopped counting after 6.
And that was like 8 years ago?
I don't know. He might have 6 kids.
Oh, Deuce. Yeah, that dude is hilarious.
You're better at keeping in touch with your friends than I am.
Yeah.
But I know if I were ever to see him, it would be like we always...
Back to day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not like a phone talker. You like talking on the phone.
I hate texting.
Well, I don't like texting
either.
Well,
I'm driving a lot, too. Well, when I'm in the car, like I'm like, okay, let's go catch up with people. I got 30 minutes.
Yeah, I guess I need to do that.
It's just I get more business done in the car, put it on Bluetooth or whatever when I'm driving, you know, doing stuff than I am. Well, you know, you get home and you got kids running around, you know.
You can't make calls.
You can't make calls. And then what always happens to me is you get in, you know, you wake up or you get back home and that one important call comes when you're home with your kids by yourself.
Always.
And you're like, shit. Sit down. Just get
quiet, please.
Here's an ice cream. I don't care. Eat this damn thing. But, yeah, so what we got for the show today, Lau, we have...
That was our longest intro segment ever.
I know it.
23 minutes of nothing.
Yeah, that was pretty good time.
Pretty good time waster.
Yeah. We wasted the crap out of that time.
Sorry, everybody listening, we wasted your time driving today.
I did snort once. That's not bad.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah.
What was the word he tried to say?
I don't even remember.
You didn't even
whatever word Casey said, text it in to 512-337-3776.
D-balls.
Something like that.
D-balls.
Yeah,
you don't have an excuse for not remembering that.
Yeah. Oh.
It's because he's. What are you still Googling back there?
I'm getting ready to, you know, for the stuff that I have to do for the 9 o'clock hour, since Colonel Flowers isn't going to be in today.
Gotta Colonel
do a,
Flowers,
a lot of,
is,
he
a
pre-recorded
lot of stuff in the log. No, he actually didn't. He won't be in today. We'll be taking you to SB Nation from 9 to 10.
What's SB Nation?
Yeah. It's our like our satellite programming. So what's on when you right before you guys?
I am in no music mode when I drive in.
Yeah.
I used to listen to there used to be a hunting show before here, or a fishing show.
Yeah, I think they got canned.
Yeah.
Like a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we still got a shot then. That's good.
What do you mean
someone
they got canned?
Got canned. Someone got fired from SB Nation. I don't remember who.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we talk about the SBs? I mean,
you say shenanigans?
We'll keep that for our last.
If y'all say shenanigans,
I swear I'm
going
to pistol whip the next person that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's that restaurant you like going to? Oh, you mean shenanigans? Super Troopers. Oh, I was talking about it last night. All right. I got to get off Super Troopers. It's just too... Andy Dalton is a ginger. All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors right after this. All brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse. Different from the herd.
Fish aren't biting today. I'm going to lay on my bunk and get drunk. Because it's going to cause the fish aren't biting today. There's 6 foot waves and my stomach craves some good old Antiguan rum. I put some away for a rainy day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. We're going to get into a little hunting and fishing real quick. Actually, a little fishing. I think we may have a little live action. We got Rhino Brother on there. Rhinos, what's happening?
Hey, man, what's going on this morning, guys?
Oh, you know, we're hanging out here. Got the Wimbledon on and going through the news. Just looking at a bunch of crazy stuff going on online.
I got you. Yeah, I told B-Balls I couldn't hear the show, so I just called in. Said, yeah, we got some live action going on this morning. I think we got four in the box right now. It's not just hot and heavy, but it's staying consistent. We probably caught 10 or 12 trout this morning.
Well, very nice. And you got a horn listener with you on your boat right now?
Yeah, I got a couple horn listeners on here. I got a young lady on the boat. She caught her first trout.
Ever?
First fish of the day, 16.5 inches, so threw it in the box. And another gentleman, he's caught another two or three. So yeah, we're out here having a good time. It's beautiful on the water today, man. I wish y'all could see it. The water down here right now is just so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Rub it in. Yeah. Cool, man. Just on the water.
Sorry, man.
The water's beautiful, man. It's just gorgeous. Y'all should see this, man. I wish I could take a picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Must
be
nice.
I'll take a picture and send it to you. I'll send you a postcard, Casey.
Yeah, you piece of shh. No, I'm kidding. I hear you. Yeah. Just a little jealous here. Just sitting here, just, you know, every day, just sitting there barbecuing in the thing we call Whitfields, but it's basically a desert out there.
Well, I keep telling you I'm going to come by. I'm going to be back.
Oh, I know you do.
I
mean, you've told me five times.
I'm going to come drink a beer with you.
You told me five times you were to come drink a beer with me. I mean,
I know.
I get like a whisper. Hey, I'm coming out with the crew today. And then nothing.
And then
nothing.
Nobody shows up.
And no one shows up.
I apologize.
I sit there and I hold food for you. And then, you know, thanks a lot. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks a lot. Hanging me out to dry there, buddy.
Thanks a lot there. Well, that's awesome, though. What are y'all throwing today?
Right now, it's not what you like to do, but for some reason they are preferring the shrimp this morning.
Shrimp,
they were not hitting croaker, so we're shrimp under a popping cork. And like I said, it hasn't been just gangbusters, but it's been consistent. We started fishing about an hour ago, I'd say, and it started out, like I said, it's kind of hit a lull, but that's kind of what it's been doing this week. Come out here, first bite. Light, you know, you get three or four, and then it kind of backs off for an hour, hour and a half, and then it's just been picking back up, you know, between 9-10 o'clock, and you fill the box.
That's
so,
the way to do it.
It's like what we're doing right now. We're sitting on basically a sandbar that makes kind of a V shape, and I'm sitting right on the middle of it, and we're throwing on each side of the drop off into about 4 or 5 foot of water, and them trout are chasing, you know, they're chasing bait up to that sandbar, and we're just right on the edge, and they're just attacking it. And they're using, we got a good incoming tide this morning. They're using that current to help them out. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, like you kind of said last week, it's really going off down here. You can catch fish, you know, pretty consistently right now.
What's your favorite way to cook a fish? Like, do you, when you have customers, you give them all the fish, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yes.
Do you ever... Do you ever fresh cook them or something, sit there right there? You know what I mean? Like, does that ever happen?
No, I've never done that for customers, no.
See, that's something you would have to do for me and Lyle. I want to catch fish, and then you take us to Sunday Beach, and I want you to pop up a grill. And, I mean, that's what they do in Mexico. That's what they do in all those, like, you know, all those tropical places. That's what I want. I want five star service. Well, me and Lyle come down there and fish for you. I want to have fish on the beach, and
hey,
we'll supply all the free Corona and Lone Star you can think of.
I was going to say, and, you know, you can mix in a bottle of Crown there, too. That won't hurt my feelings either.
No, I'm so, always good.
Yeah, if you do that, we'll make it happen.
But you don't want me and Lyle to get back on Crown together. I'm just going to let you know we're going to be driving the boat home. We're going to have to pick your little ass up and put you in the boat, drive your boat back. You know, we're gonna be like, your wife's going to be, what happened? He tried to drink beers with us today. Then we switched to Crown, and, yeah, this happened. Yeah, he's drooling again. It's all right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, hey, I did give away at the Horn Bash, didn't I, a little bit? So
I know your capabilities.
I'll tell you what, on cooking, you go back to cooking, on trout, actually, I do it either way. I'll grill it or fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Like on redfish, I'll put it on a half shell. Or
every
flounder,
time.
Put it on the grill. Oh, man, every time. Yeah,
every time.
It is good. It don't need long. Get a little smoke smell on it.
Yeah, that's
flavoring.
That's exactly how I do it. A little Italian dressing maybe on one filet, then, you know, a little lemon zest and something else on the other plate, lemon pepper and garlic, you know. And the best thing about cooking redfish on the half shell is if you have too much, you know, if you have leftover meat, you can put those in tacos the next day or that night. You know, I love smoked redfish tacos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done that. Like, anything left over, or just grilled them and just cut them off that half shell. And, yeah, just put them in tacos. Tortilla, little cilantro.
Tortuga.
Got it.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I'm glad y'all are sitting out there today. Where y'all, what's the water look? Is the water pretty hot right now, or is it good current coming
actually,
through there?
It's been holding pretty steady. I mean, right now we're at 86. Surface temp is 86.
86.
So it's a little bit warmer than it was the other day. The other day was 82, 84. So it's warmed up a little bit. I think that's having a little bit of effect on the bite right now, being that it's a couple degrees. You know, it's just crazy how 2 or 3 degrees changes something. So, like I said, sitting here right now, we've slowed way down. I'm probably going to have to move out to just a little bit deeper water and trout maybe moving out of here a little bit earlier, you know, getting back in that deep water and just start hitting more drop-offs maybe. Like I said, we're 4 to 5. I may have to go somewhere between, you know,
8 to 10.
6 foot. That's all it takes sometimes. You
just
know?
3 feet of water, so, like that sometimes?
That's it. It don't take much. You don't, when that temperature changes and that water gets warm, then trout, they don't like it. They want to stay cool. And it don't take much. I mean, just a foot or 2 feet, and all of a sudden, you're back on them again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, guys. I was casting here for this young lady, trying to get her another fish. So, man, I've been on the phone. I keep waiting for something to go under here. We got to have some action.
No live action?
But,
you got to work that thing, man.
Right,
you got to
entice them.
You got to walk that dog
that?
Properly. You got to.
I will tell you this. This morning when we first pulled up, we were a little bit late because there's a tournament down here. And, man, I think there was 100 teams entered. So,
oh, goodness.
If anyone been to POC, Froggies this morning was a madhouse.
Oh, I bet.
I can't imagine.
And, it was stupid.
Keep going.
I say when I go to the boat dock, like I tell y'all, like I told you know, my clients today, I'll meet you at 5:30. I get to the boat dock between 4 and 4:30 to get, so I'm settled, and then the bait guy shows up, and you know, and then he opens, we get our bait, and we get out of there. But this morning I pulled up at 4:15, and there was already probably 10 deep waiting on the dock for bait. You know, just waiting for them to open. I was like, man, this is crazy.
Hold on. So there's a tournament and they're allowed to use live bait in the tournament?
Yes, they're allowed to use live bait in this tournament.
That's cheating.
In this particular tournament. You know, I can't fish it because there's no licensed guides allowed to fish it. But before I was a licensed guide, I fished it a couple of times. It's basically a beer drinking fun tournament.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not real serious.
I like
you
that.
Know?
I'm all about that.
Yeah, they make it easy. Yeah, it's just a party, you know. And they do it every year. For anyone listening, they do it every year, the weekend before the Poco Bueno, which is next week.
Poco's
so
next week.
The weekend after the Poco. Yeah, Poco's next week, and the offshore is happening. By the way, I meant to tell you that.
Yeah. See, no, I knew that, but I guess they lost a lot of boats. And they're all going to that tournament in Florida now. That's the big thing, is what I heard. I guess it's still going on, but it's kind of, yeah.
I think heard some rumors. I think there's another Poco Bueno out of Florida, and I think they bought the trademark name.
Gotcha.
And that caused a problem.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I don't know exactly what. Hang on a second, guys. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
I hear a seagull.
yeah, she's going to take a break. Since she's tired, she's going to take a break. And then we're probably going to have to move here shortly.
All righty.
I'll be here through that. If y'all can break away, whatever, look me up, man. Give me a call. I'll be here till the 23rd.
No, absolutely. So, and what was I going to say was when you have those tournaments like that and you have clients with you, if you're fishing and stuff like that, do those people in those tournaments just blow every shoreline?
Yeah, I raced someone where I was going this morning, and I knew what he was doing, so I had to, you know.
I hate when they blow every shoreline, and they're like, and then no one, you know, that's just the worst.
Yeah, it was unintentionally intentionally. I passed him, and then I knew where he was heading, so I had to kind of cut him off at the pass, if that makes sense. But it happens. I mean, you know.
Get a faster boat. Hey. That's the way I look at it.
That's right. That's what I told you. Hey. I looked over and I said, nope, you're not beating me there, and I know exactly what you're doing.
Yep.
but, hey, you know what? It's everybody's just out here having a good time, and I understand that. But, yeah, you know, you get the people that's just what they're going to do. That's all they know how to do. You know, they don't know how to read water, things like that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. Uh-oh. We just missed one. Yeah.
I think we just had a premature jerk.
Yes, we did. yes, we did.
All right.
Hey, it happens.
It happens, you know. Hey, you know, happens to the best of us.
But
hey, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. I'm glad you got some Horn listeners out there with you today, and good luck to the rest of you. You guys got fish in the box, so you can't complain right now. You got fillets going home, so that's a good thing.
We got fillets right now. We're about halfway there. So we'll get the other. We'll get the other five. I'm just going to have to, look like right now, I'm going to move around, and there's a lot of props in the water. And I actually went somewhere this morning where there's actually less boats go to for that reason, because it's busy. But it's busy up here, which tells me there's a lot of people fishing today.
Yep.
So I was also, I'll leave y'all with this. The surf is starting to go. It's kind of hit and miss. You either really on them or you're not. But just
Mondays, Tuesdays are my days off. I'm coming on, okay. Me and Lyle.
You know, when it's really on. I was out there and it's been hit and miss, so it's not really on like I like it.
Let me know when she's ready.
I will.
I'm down. Give us a call.
All right, man.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, boss.
No problem, man. If anybody wants to come down here and get in on this action, give me a call, 512-848-5164. Let's catch some fish. Keep catching these fish.
Absolutely. So. We appreciate you calling in, and good luck the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next week, boss.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Yep. Oh, D-Balls, we got to get a break going.
Let's get a break.
All right, wait, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get back more Big Ugly Outdoors. All brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse, different from the herd. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet. Cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I need a rocking chair, I'll tell you that.
You know what I have, which is amazing?
A lazy boy?
No, even better. Barber chair.
But the legs are short for me.
The blow out your ears.
You good now?
Dang, that's loud.
Well, yeah, I think we had some people, I don't know, like Trey. I get in this, when I get in this chair after Bucky, I'm like, Bucky's deaf. Like, I'm like, you can't hear. Right. My ears are ringing.
Mine are ringing now.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, just put it on. Ow. Why are my ears bleeding right now? Absolutely. We got Matt Marshall in here with us today. I don't know, my headphones. Are y'all echoing in yours?
Oh my gosh, get over it.
No, it's just crazy.
Oh my gosh, get over it.
Get over it. So we got this thing. I want you to give a little background on it, but it's called a smoke and shoot on August 3rd. So basically, it's a barbecue cook-off and a, not clay pigeons,
sporting clay place, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference there?
So truth be... what? Sporting clay versus skeet?
Yeah.
So sporting clays, you have anywhere from 10 to 12 stations, and every station is set up different. You may have a...
rabbit or
a rabbit. Yeah, you might have a coot or jump or a crossing pattern.
Or a roller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming behind you. So, it's more like different flight patterns that you'd be shooting live birds instead of.
What is that one called again?
Sporting clays.
And then skeet is where you have like the 10 stations or 5 or 8 stations, that's something like that, and you shoot 5 at or 10 at each station.
You got a high tower and a low tower.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And that's the difference on those.
So it simulates more hunting situations.
Yeah.
So truth be told, my co-host,
dude, and Casey, we can hear you chomping on this taco.
Don't bring me don't bring in like fresh tacos. Dude, I appreciate that, by the way.
So thanks for having me on. Number one, number two, I didn't know how many were going to be here, so I brought like 69 breakfast tacos.
Yeah,
I think Casey's going to eat all of them.
Yeah, and usually we got Colonel Flowers and Big O here, and they're going to be mad today because
I know.
Y'all missed they always miss the good taco days. But hey, you know,
all good.
Yep, all good.
Okay, so back to the shooting.
So truth be told, so this idea came from Ryan Anglin, who founded Whitestone Brewery. Mm-hmm. And our firm, Texar Construction, built out their space up in Cedar Park, and we got to be good friends. And so I've had Legacy Outdoorsman Outfitters for about 4 years. We're a nonprofit, and our objective is to help raise awareness and financial support for various charity partners. And our biggest charity partner is Young Life and Young Lives.
Yeah.
So we did a big wild game dinner out at Whitestone a couple years ago. And then Ryan came up with the idea. Says, man, why don't we do a sporting clay tournament with a barbecue competition?
That is awesome.
And we said, we're in. We've been planning this for about 6 months and really gaining some traction. For all you guys listening, I just came down to Whitfield's and cold called on Casey and said, hey, man, you need to come get in this deal.
Yeah.
And so fast forward, Casey is going to be one of our celebrity judges.
Yep.
And I
got
great lineup of judges, and I'm going to put this out there. I'm looking for 2 more celebrity judges, and you're out.
I'm out of town.
That's what
I'm
sorry. All right, so all the guys that are here, I take Craig Way, Rod B, Colonel Flowers, Buck and Aaron, if you're listening in.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you guys.
Great. Anyone? 2 of them.
Yeah, I need 2.
Two of you guys.
So
I need 2 of you guys.
2 of you guys.
2 of you guys.
And anyway, I got Casey, Todd and Don from the Todd and Don Show, KLBJ AM. Yep. Icons in the business.
Absolutely. Legends.
You ever heard of Chet Garner? Does a day tripper? Great cat. So he's a big supporter of Young Life, so he's coming out.
What is that on PBS? No, it's on like KI or something, right?
Yeah. He's done a great
job. I like that. It teaches me about Texas I don't know.
Yeah, he used to do it where anywhere from Austin within an hour. And since he's visited all those spots, he's got to go 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, and our 5th celebrity judge, he goes by the name of Coach Boom.
Coach Boom.
And his real name's Herman Blitz Bloomington. All right. And
say that name again.
Got a coach O-line.
He's a linebacker coach.
Oh, okay.
Herman Blitz Bloomington. He's the king of the up downs.
Mm.
All right.
I already hate him.
His theme,
like this guy.
4th down. We're blitzing Satan. Okay.
I like it.
Great personality, let me say that.
So does Legacy Outdoorsman Outfitters, is it always partnered with
Young Life.
Young Life.
We have done a lot of work with Ducks Unlimited. We're a member, and we are active with their banquets. And we've hosted hunts and fishing trips to raise money for Georgetown Chamber, for DU, for Young Life. But really, Young Life's kind of been our focus.
Been your focus.
And, so we really started this with my buddy Greg Hampton, play linebacker at TCU. Sitting in the duck blind, we were making fun of amateur hunting videos.
Yeah.
And
well, that's awesome.
Yeah, you should see our videos. Everyone's like, you guys really missed that much? I was like, yeah, it's live action.
Really good. So we were having a skeet shoot a few years ago, and Greg says, hey, why don't we put one of these duck hunts as a live auction item? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we put it out there for $100. Before I got to the mic, it was at $500. We sold two of them at $1,200.
Perfect. Nice.
And so we've got a little honey hole out east of Georgetown. We kill a lot of widgeon, gadwall.
Y'all got a honey hole that close to here?
Oh, dude, it's...
And you're now just telling us?
I just met you a week ago.
I know.
I got you.
That should have been your opening line. That should have been your opening line. Hey, I got a honey hole like 30 minutes from here to shoot ducks. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
It's great. So, fast forward, we started putting this smoke and shoot together, and... And it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. It's August 3rd out at Capital City Clays. Thanks to those guys out there. We've got a cap on the shooters of 100 shooters shooting a 50 clay course. I've got Garrett Ford coming to play. He's got a new album release called Woke Up in Waco. He's going to come out and play with us.
Very nice.
I like where that's headed.
So we are planning on 10 pitmasters, and we've got about 7 or 8 right now. So, again, I'm using this platform that you guys have given me to reach out and say, hey, I need 2 to 3 more pitmasters. You can contact the show.
What do you have up for the pitmasters? So the barbecue cook-off, 10 pitmasters, it starts –
I think we're just going to give away a bunch of cash and trophies. That's kind of the objective. Nice. So here's what we're doing for the Pitmasters. We're competing best in brisket and best in ribs, and all baby back ribs.
Gotcha.
All right. So first, second, and third in both of those categories.
Okay.
Trophy, cash, we'll figure out something else.
Do they buy their own meat?
Buy their own meats. Most, like you're going to want to source your own product.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's $250 entry $250 per team, and that goes towards charity.
Absolutely,
and all that kind of stuff.
So that $250 goes to Young Life. Can you tell us about what Young Life is?
Great question. Thanks for the segue there, Lyle. I see you've done this before. So Young Life, and I'm encapsulated. I got a big bunch of language over here on my book, but so Young Life really empowers young adults, mostly college kids. And there's been a big just revolution at UT. So they empower these college kids literally to dive in headfirst into the high schools and just love on these high school students and have what they call life-on-life mentorship. They go to their lunches. They go to their games. They just literally spend countless hours developing a relationship with these kids. And in a subtle way, introduce them to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And teach them who this great creator of this universe is.
Yeah.
And that's the whole promise.
That is great.
It's a beautiful thing to me. My daughter, McCall, met her husband, Daniel, through Young Life.
Yeah.
And I've seen numerous relationships that have come out of that true community.
Yeah.
And, it's very cool.
Yeah, they had Young Life throughout my whole, high school and, it was basically on Wednesday nights or something like that. They'd call Young Life
club,
at a house
club.
Or someone's house and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But, I'm definitely a supporter.
Did you go?
I always went.
You said they had it, but you didn't mention if you went or not.
No, honestly, when I did go, I was there to pick up girls. I was bad. I was trying, I was
you
bad.
Hey, Casey, you're not alone.
I mean, it was bad. I had a good time, but I never was. I don't know. Yeah, I went a few times. To me, I don't go a lot, but I believe, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't, you know.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the transparency. And you just, you know, I can see the impact it made on you.
Yeah. So, well, it's good, though.
So Young Lives is part of this as well. Young Lives, actually, is the teen mom ministry. And
okay.
You know, a lot of kids in high school, you know, they make mistakes and you know, kids having kids in high school. And a lot of times those young women are they're shunned from their peers. They're even shunned from family.
Start life way early.
Way early. And so Young Lives is the same headstrong concept of diving into these young ladies' lives and creating mentorship and community and providing meals and clothing and support for the girls and their children.
Yeah.
And so
no
so,
that's awesome. That needs to be that needs wow, did you fart?
No.
What oh, I whiffed at something on the table. I don't know.
There's only three of us in here. So, yeah. You know that what they say.
Yeah. Wow, did you just rip one into the
So tail? You're looking for 2 to 3 pit masters. How can they get in contact with you to be a part of this?
So they can go to our online registration on Universe. So it's universe.com/smokeinshoot. So it's smoke, the letter N, shoot, and has all the information on it. Or they can email me. Email's matt@xbuilt.net. And
Casey, will you be able to put all that on our social?
No. I'll take a picture of it.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Everybody listening, write this down.
I got a big fancy package I can send you. So
okay.
So we're excited. We've got some great partners that have come on board with us. Yeti's throwing in a big Tundra, and Tecovas Boots has given us a bunch of vouchers for. Have you seen the Tecovas Boots? They're kick ass.
Are they?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen those.
They're Austin based, and they started as a small boot maker and basically started their marketing plan with social media, and have absolutely blown it up.
I've heard how great they are, but I've never.
And they're affordable. I mean, you typically you'll spend, you know, like these cases I'm wearing, they're $500 ostrich.
Yeah.
You can get a Cayman Tecovas for around $350-$400.
Okay.
I mean, that really good boot.
I'm still just it's a lot of money for something to go on your feet.
Right.
But see, in the boots, you know, being a big guy, like when I wear cowboy boots, I'm hurting the next day.
You're probably a 16.
No, I'm a 14.
Okay. Miles they just increased their biggest size up to 15. Double Good. A's. So
that's what
they can fit you big uglies.
So the Sporting Clay, you're capping out at 100 shooters. How many more do you need?
So I have no idea. McCall, will you call in the show and tell us where we're at in the back office?
Yeah, the number is 512-447-3776. Yeah,
anybody wants to call in, come give us a shout. And so we are.
Well, I have from Louie's Barbecue. He just texted me and said, "Hey, I caught the tail end of the conversation. I heard y'all need some pitmasters," and he has an excellent food truck right there off of Congress on the other side
right
of 71.
Let's hook him up.
So the date's August 3rd.
August 3rd. So the pitmasters can set up that morning, I guess, the night before. I mean, it's an hour a pound, so we're requiring a minimum 10-12 pound brisket.
Yeah.
And of course, ribs don't take that long.
Yeah, ribs, 3 hours.
So we're going to be out at Capital City Clays with space available to set everybody up the night before.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, no, absolutely. And how many for the clay shooting tournament? How many spots are you allowing?
So we've got 100 spots. So we're doing a 100 shooter field.
100 shooter
field. And we're going to shoot 2 courses.
Casey, I mean, I just asked that like 20 seconds ago.
Oh, I didn't know how many. I didn't know you asked how many people. Okay.
We're all on the same page.
All right, cool.
So that's.
So we gotta talk crap to him every now and then.
Sure. Y'all gotta give me a flag or something. Hey, nope. Covered it.
Let's hit a break and finish up with this when we get back.
Yeah, we'll come back. Sweet. And He's going to stick around with us. Matt's going to stick around with us. He's going to – I don't know if he's ready for our segments, but he'll see if he can chime in on or how many beers.
I can jump on the struggle bus with you. Yeah.
The struggle bus.
I like it. All right, perfect. All right, we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors, all brought to you by Vinchung Steakhouse, different from the herd.